Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Simon Coles, Dawn Bell, and Steve Anglin. The question I want to ask is, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Dawn, can you kick us off?
Well, I think the first thing that you need to do is get into the right mindset. So if you are really frustrated and don't know what to do, quit telling yourself over and over, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Instead, change the mantra to, I'll figure it out. And say that until you get into the right mindset where you can start really thinking decisively, because what we're talking about here is if you don't know what to do, you have a decision to make and you don't know what is the right decision. So that would be my first advice. Yeah.
That's a good place to start. Stop panicking. My brother has a funny thing he says. He says, I have an idea, let's panic. And that usually gets people to laugh and start thinking. Steve, what do you do when you don't know what to do?
This is a good question. I go back to my college days when I was in grad school, and I remember I had a professor and he taught predictive analytics. And I couldn't understand. He had a very strong accent. The topic, the subject matter was very, very hard. I was like, what am I going to do here? When I didn't know what to do, what I ended up doing was I went back to another source with the same subject matter where I could learn it, where I could understand. So I went to another source just as good as he was and went through the same subject matter and topics that way. And then that's just to say you can do that in anything, right? It's not just schoolwork, but it could be life, relationships, and things like that.
When you don't know what to do, you gather more data from another source.
Yeah, like when I'm raising funds for my company and, you know, it's, No. What do I do? Right. So you have to reshake and then maybe go to people that have already raised funds before and then bring them in and into the equation. So that's what I do.
Simon, are you similar or different?
I think kind of similar in terms of I try and do things that will get me more information. You know, and that might be do an experiment. It might mean go and consult. It might go and read or something like that. It might just mean Google. But I think more generally, we use this as an interview question. And the reason we do that is because it tells us how the candidate's going to basically react. And, you know, some people get very defensive when they don't know what to do, especially if you ask that question in the interview. Of course, the right answer, what you want in the interview is, well, I ask a colleague or something like that. You know, I basically reach out for help or say, do something to inform you. You know, what's the smallest experiment we can do to get more information would be a classic thing we do at work.
Yeah, I'm similar in that if I don't know what to do, I try to think about what's the smallest thing I can do that'll give me more data that is the easiest to back out of.
Yeah.
But something that I can do that if it's not the right thing, it's not life ending, but it's something I can back out of. So, and I think as you get further along in your career, you become more and more the person that questions get bubbled up to where they're low information questions. You have to make a decision. So how do you get brave and pull the trigger when you don't really know what to do, but the buck stops with you and you have to make a choice?
Well, to some extent, that's easy because you have to make a choice. Everybody else has a problem because they either have to make a choice and live with it or abdicate it. But when it gets to you, you've got to make a decision. And chances are, it doesn't matter which way you do. Because if it was clear which one was right or wrong, they would have done it without you. So actually, decision-making at a really high level is quite easy. I mean, you just may as well flip a coin.
I really like the frame that actually, I think it's Bezos uses. And the one is urgency. Is like, when does this decision have to be made by? And if there's no urgency, delaying the decision is sometimes the best decision because then you have opportunity to gather more information. Things may unfold and become more clear. And then the reversibility, right? Like how hard would it be to unwind this decision? I think, you know, Robin, that was kind of the point that you made. There's a couple other techniques that I use in very small decisions, not big executive decisions, but more life decisions. And I think it's technically known as future casting. So when you future cast, you imagine what would I feel like, or what would the situation look like if I went down path A versus path B or multiple paths, if you're really into scenario planning. And I find that can be really useful. Often we do this in the family. It's like, you know, for simple decisions, where do you want to eat? Or, you know, we almost do this automatically. So that's one technique that I think is really helpful. And if you've seen anything of me on social media, you know, I've been obsessed with Annie Duke, which is, and obsessed with decision-making in general this year and last year. because I'm in this role now where, you know, we have to do sort of multi-parameter optimization and decision-making for a portfolio. And it's how does a big organization actually make decisions? So I've been studying this, and she talks about preferences, payoffs, and probabilities. And I think that's a good frame for whether it be organizational decisions or personal decisions. It really looks at looking at the set, a reasonable set of what is possible based on this decision. What do I prefer based on my values, or the organization prefer based on values and outcomes needed? And then the probabilities of those things happening. And that's for bigger decisions where you really, you know, need time to think about it. Not for, you know, what movie to go see or something, but I found that a really good frame.
Yeah. I do a thing called catastrophication with clients, which is what is the absolute worst thing that could happen if you make decision A or decision B? And if that happens, then what? And once you get that, sometimes that helps make your decision. Steve, what about you? How do you get brave and make a decision when you don't really know what to do?
I really like what Dawn said in the beginning of what she was saying. I would do the same. I would do exactly what she said. Sometimes a decision can be difficult. I also see what Simon said as far as, you know, win or lose, but I tend to kind of pump the brakes a little bit and weigh out the consequences, which is what you just said, of the decision, because sometimes it's hard to claw these things back. At our level, decisions have consequences. So I just try to step back sometimes. Again, if I have to go to another source, an advisor, someone I look up to, I can tell you another story really quickly. I would say maybe 2 or 3 years ago, we had an investor that was going to invest in a company, and I didn't know what to do. You know, he started here, he kept going down and down. And then I was like, the money's good, but with money only solves money problems, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, you know what? The fit isn't there. It's a little shady character, you know, things like that. So I didn't know what to do. So, because when you need, you know, funds. So I ultimately didn't go with him, but I like the future cast in and being able to look at scenarios, like you said. What's the worst thing that can happen? And so it's not so cookie cutter, I don't think, Simon. Well, you know, depending on what the decision is, it can be quite, you know, involved. And that's why
I think there's a difference. I think we might be slightly talking at cross purposes. What you do when you don't know what to do isn't just about decisions. It's about executing tasks or approaching problems. Now, a subset of that is making decisions. And I think there's a lot of very helpful frameworks around making strategy choices or decisions at a board level and all that sort of thing. But a more practical thing for everybody is, what do you do when you've got something that needs to happen that you don't know what to do? That's a problem that everybody has, not just
procrastinate. Oh, no, that's not the right answer.
Never do that.
Yeah. You have this, like, start a podcast or... you know, or market your business. What do you do? And those are often the most bewildering things, because quite often when you get to make a quote decision, especially at senior level, you would have been presented with some options at one level or another. You know, at least you understand the map of the territory, as it were. Whereas sometimes you don't have a map, you just have a problem and you're completely stuck.
Yeah, it's tough to articulate that, Simon, because I've certainly been in that situation. And then this mantra, I'll figure it out, has been very helpful. But, you know, there's no answer, right? Because it will depend on the situation. I will often seek more information, you know, Google, books, experts, wherever the information comes from. But then there's this lateral thinking and problem solving that comes from synthesizing those different sources of additional information, looking at the problem from different angles, and then just acting, right? And seeing what happens, which I think is like probably the main difference between people who are very good at figuring it out and working in ambiguity and those who are not, is that people who figure it out will take chances, right? They will actually move with incomplete information and then adjust and go from there. They're not afraid to take that first step, even though they don't have it all figured out.
Yeah. I've often said, if I knew what hoop to jump through, I would gladly jump through it, but it's already broken and I can't make it worse. So I may as well do something.
Yeah. Yes. I think the problem we have is that education punishes the kinds of strategies.
Absolutely. Well, that is our 10 minutes. So I'm going to cut us off there on how do you make decisions or what do you do when you don't know what to do? Thanks so much for having this conversation with me. It's been super interesting. I look forward to talking to each of you again really soon.